after Noach comes out of the Teva, Noach survives with his children from the Mabel. Shloisha Eila b'nei Noach, me'ela naftach al aretz. It's him, it's his three sons. From these three sons come all of what we know today as mankind. Vayochel Noach ish ha'adama. Vayitakar. And Noach planted a vineyard. Rashi says, Vayochel Noach, what does it mean, Vayochel? Asa atzme chulen. He made himself chulen. Simply, one could have read it more as he started something, and I think that's really what the Ramban is telling us. Vayochel ki hu heichel l'ntayakamen. He was the one that began the idea of the vineyard. Kirishenim natu gefen v'u'eichel until gfanim rabim shuriz shuriz nikra kerem. Kibitzese b'yayin l'nata gefen kishar ha'ilonas. V'asa kerem. Rather, he made a vineyard. Rashi, the Ramban says, when it says Vayochel Noach, it means Noach began. What did he begin? There were grapes from before the Mabel. Nothing new came about afterwards. But he began the concept of making a vineyard. There was no such thing as a vineyard, as planting rows and rows of many grapes. People would plant a grape tree. Why? Because typically, until then, grapes were fruit. Chiddush of the Ramban, but he says that people used to eat grapes like they ate any fruit. We know that there are two fruit that are unique, that they do not get downgraded when you make a juice out of them. Right? That any, you make oranges, even though nowadays most of oranges in the world are made for orange juice, but right, most of the oranges today are for oranges. But still, what is the bracha? Shahakal. It goes from ha'etz to shahakal. Zeya ba'alma, however you explain that. But it goes down to being only shahakal rather than ha'etz. What are the exceptions? Which juices do not become downgraded, do not get downgraded? So there are two juices that do not get downgraded. One is shemen, zayis. The Gemara in Brachas struggles, what is the case? If you're just drinking olive oil, you maybe don't even make any bracha. It's not a normal way to drink it. So Gemara says, no, shemen zayis and nigrin, there's like this borscht, olive oil-based borscht, that is a thing that people would drink, and the primary ingredient in that situation is olive oil. And on that, what would one make? Bore pri ha'etz. One would make pri ha'etz. Why? Because the main purpose of a zayis is for the oil. And the other item that not only retains... Yes. That is the halacha.
Oh, if you drink olive oil?
Olive oil-based borscht. Shemen ha'nigrin.
It's a regular olive oil that we have or not?
It's regular olive oil, but not just as olive oil. You're eating it in this... There was a food that was... It was a primary base.
So we don't... Okay.
And the other item that doesn't get downgraded, but not only doesn't get downgraded, but it gets upgraded, is wine. Grapes are ha'etz. Wine doesn't just retain ha'etz, but it gets upgraded to hagafen. In fact, it's a beautiful vart for Sheva Brachas, if any of you ever have Sheva Brachas that you have to speak at. Well-known vart is that, why do we say Inve Hagefen, Binve Hagefen, Davar Noam Miskabel? Why do we speak about the Inve Hagefen? Because Geffen is unique. The juice that is produced by the Geffen is more chashiv than the Geffen itself. Zok de Ramban, that all began only after the Mabel. Noach was the one that started to realize the potential of grapes actually creating wine. So therefore, he started to make vineyards. Until that time, grapes were treated like any tree. A person had a grape tree. But it wasn't, people weren't doing mass production of it. He realized you can make wine, so he started to make mass production. So according to the Ramban, the word Vayachol just means he began, he started it. However, Rashi does not tell us that it's just he started. Rashi says, Vayachol Noyach, meaning Asa Atzmei Chulin. He made himself clean. Shelo Lasik Tchila Benati Acheres. Why did he get involved in wine first? He should have gotten involved in something else. So first, now Ish HaAdama also is not really said as a very positive thing. According to the Ramban, again, it might mean that he was very bent on agriculture. But Ish HaAdama, some of the Mefarshim say it means he was a man of the ground. He was drawn more to the material aspect than the higher level, than the spiritual aspect. What happened here? He comes out of the teva, and this is the type of person he is. What's going on? So I think we first have to look at the teva, and then we'll get back to the wine at the end. The teva, first of all, the amount of time that it took to build the teva, we always say it, but you have to have an appreciation for what it is. 120 years. If you think about it, 120 years ago, I think Voloshin Yeshiva was still open. If not, it was just closing down. 120 years was before World War I. 120 years ago, Ramosha was a little child. 120 years ago is a long time. Right? 120 years ago is a very, very long time ago. I don't think Reb Chaim Kanevsky's father was born yet 120 years ago. I don't think Reb Chaim Kanevsky's father was born yet. Reb Chaim Kanevsky's father was Nifter, I think, in 1985, and I think he was about 80 years old. So he was born probably in 1905. 120 years is a tremendous amount of time.
World War I already started.
What?
World War I started.
In 1897?
No, 120 years ago?
It's 1897.
Oh, okay.
World War I didn't start, no. So, it took him a tremendous amount of time to build the teva. And if you think about the teva, what I imagine, we don't have proof exactly what they were able to do architecturally, but it's pretty impressive that they were able to do it. It was 100 amas long, which is 150 to 200 feet long. If you want an idea, we're talking about something about five times the length of this room. And the width was very wide. Now, ships we don't make wide because you want to travel someplace with a ship. This one, the point was not to travel, it was to float. The width of this was 60 amos. Chamishim amos. 50 amos width, so that's about 75 to 100 feet wide. So again, that's like three times the width of this. Five times the length, three times the width. It's a pretty big ship. And it's 30 amas high. Now, for some reason, 30 amas, we would typically do, that's 50 feet, 60 feet even. We would make at least six floors out of that. At least. They only had three floors. That sounds pretty big, and it is pretty big. Now, the top was not as big as the bottom, because it started off with this size, but then it came up to El Amma Techalana Mamala. It was only 2 feet by 2 feet on the top. So it was slanted walls. So the top floor was much smaller. Pyramid. What? Pyramid. Like a pyramid, right. Rashi tells us the top floor only housed the seven people that were there. And you had the men and women separate. Eight people. Seven. I think seven people. That's all that you had on floor one. Floor two were all the animals. I don't know physically how it is shaykh that all the animals got in there. Even if you say that there were only three types of monkeys at that point, a chimpanzee, a bamboo, and a monkey. So you have two of each, seven giraffe, seven cows, seven bulls. 14 giraffe, I'm sorry. I don't know what a he giraffe and a she giraffe are called, but there are two rhinoceroses, two hippopotamuses.
Two pairs. So one pair.
One of each for any animal that's not kosher.
Yeah.
Seven of each for any animal that is kosher. Seven bulls, seven cows. Giraffe is kosher. You never ate giraffe? We don't know how to shecht it because we're not sure exactly where in the neck to shecht it. But it's a kosher animal.
My first grade teacher said that the teva was about the size of half of Kane Park.
I don't know how big Kane Park is, but it was not nearly that big. No, much smaller than that. 14, you had 14 buffaloes. I don't know how you can fit all this. It's a tiny area.
How did they not weigh it down?
Right. Let's say it's bigger than that. No, it's significantly longer. Because it could be as much as 200 feet. And Yavna is probably 60 feet long.
60?
Yeah. With the gym. Right. So with the gym, take the whole Yavna with the gym, and there you have it. Maybe a little bigger, even if we'll take the big Amma and we'll make it as big as we can. You stretch it out a little more. Now, you put the whole Cleveland Zoo in there. Now, Cleveland Zoo doesn't even have most animals. I went home to the Cleveland Zoo. I come from the Bronx. I'm spoiled, you know. But how did they fit in there? I don't know. I really don't know how it was. Shaykh must have been Nisim that they got in there.
It's another one was Nisim. Well, there's nothing. Can't try to figure it out. It's it.
Oh yeah, where? Yeah.
I think Medrash or something said that. It's all mice and Nisim. There's no way to.
No wonder the floor didn't fall down.
And then what was Neach doing the entire year? So the Medrash tells us that entire year he did not have the ability to sleep on a bed. He didn't have a moment to sleep for real.
None of them.
What was he doing the whole time? He and his sons were just feeding animals constantly.
Different hours.
Now, I don't know. To me, it seems like it would have been much more productive, much more chashuv, if they would have been able to say to Hillel to learn Torah straight for the year. What are they doing? All they're doing is feeding animals. Thank you very much.
How does it take that long?
And what ended up happening, I think because of the feeding animals, that might have led him to be more Isha Adama. Because at the end of the day, if you're busy with animals day and night, if this is what you're busy with all the time, if you're cleaning up the garbage all day, you end up smelling from the garbage. If you're dealing with animals all day and you have to be in tune to the animal and everything, at the end of the day, you're not thinking, you know, these... So why did Hashem do this? So Chazal tell us.
You mean to say that because that you went to Adam, he didn't want to see an animal and never again?
No. I'm saying that's why he was drawn down to Adam through the animals.
No.
Be a shepherd.
What?
He paid to be a shepherd.
That's what he's saying. He didn't want to. But so why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this? That's step one, and then we'll get back to the wine. So, Chazal tell us, Olam Chesed Yibana, the Pasuk says it, but they applied for here. Olam Chesed Yibana. That world has to be created with kindness. The only way to build a world is through caring about others, through connecting to others. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world, that type of world. It's not just I, me, about myself. You can't build a world that way. Now, the truth is, we live in a very dangerous culture where a person, it could be used in both ways. That little device over there, this little device over here, can be used in one way. It's great because I can connect with everybody. But how many people get so self-absorbed that they're totally tuned out of anything going on. They're not even living life. Mamash completely absorbed in their phone. Ad kidei kach, some people aren't even connecting to anybody. They're just busy with the phone the whole day. But the side of the world, what happened by, and this way it was worse than the Haflaga, Dar Haflaga, what happened by Dar HaMabul was that people became completely consumed with oneself. And Dar HaMabul, Kimala Ha'aretz Chamas Mipnehem, there was no yours and mine. Hakol Shali, Kula Shali, everything is mine. Shalcha Shalcha, Shali, Shali Shali, Shali Shali, Shalach Shali, everything is mine. And that's why they were stealing from one another, because each one felt that whatever they can get, they can get. The tikkun for that is not stam to say tell them. The tikkun for that had to be, now it's possible that Noach himself had to disassociate himself from that Saviva, because otherwise, Chas V'Shalom, he could have been influenced somewhat by them. So Noach himself, as Chazal tell us, he didn't help his generation. And in a way it was considered a tain on him. May Noach, he's held somewhat accountable.
But it's not like we are doing right now. He tried to be aware
of that.
From
that. Right.
So not to be influenced.
Correct. So he's not considered completely accountable, but he is somewhat accountable. You have to know, you're asking a very good kasha. It's a very gray line. You have to know exactly how much yes, how much not. It is very tricky. But you have to remember also that in those days, there were no Jews and Goyim. So now we can at least say Jews and Goyim. But within Jews, it's true. We shouldn't be so cut off completely. We have to be what we are. But that doesn't mean we have to be oblivious to what's out there. And so therefore, what was critical for Noach, ki'ilu, to get rehabilitated for the New World Order, was he had to go through a year where he was completely selfless. And selfless to the point that he's not even helping another human being. When you help another human being, there's a certain geschmack. He's not even helping another human being. Nobody appreciates anything he's doing. It's to the point, do we find that the lion ever gave him a kiss? One time he's late. One out of 365 times he's late. And he injured him. When living in that situation, the person is completely selfless. That is what was necessary to create this world. Now, it's true, it might have meant him sacrificing his own madrega in a way. But that was what was necessary to create a world where people do recognize one another. And it's not each person for himself. It's not each person thinking kula shali. And that's why, even though a couple hundred years later, again, there was a terrible avera that the generation was doing, but it was not a generation that part of humanity didn't care about other part of humanity. Humanity got along. They were connected one to the other. There were different problems. There were problems of Avodah Zarah. But by the Dar HaMabul, it's impossible. It was because they were completely self-centered and not caring, not considering about one another. Noach wasn't like that, but in order to correct it, he has to do a tikkun of investing in the world complete selflessness, complete care for others, and complete selflessness. So now, why does he do Karen? So that explains Isha Adama. But why Vayita Karen? Rashi says it was Chulin, he should have helped the world with something else. Seems pretty pashut that he should have helped the world with something else. Wine is a luxury, it's not a necessity. Should have done grain. Rashi should have done wheat or something like that, which is a necessity. Why is it that he busied himself with planting a vineyard? So I'd like to say, suggest a pshat that I didn't see anybody say.
But if you, just to be practical, I'm sure it wasn't the first, the only thing he did. It was just the first thing that he did.
Right, but why is that the first? That's obviously, this was very much on his mind. And especially the way the Ramban is saying it, he invented a new way to use the grape and everything. What's the pshat? So, there's a Chassam Sefer in the end of Parshas Vayechi. Chassam Sefer says, let me ask you a question, Chaim. What is the first mitzvah that a bar mitzvah boy does?
Reads from the Torah. Puts on a hat. No. Wait.
It puts on a hat.
What's supposed to
be
do at night?
Say
Marit. Okay, Shema. Many say Shema is the first one. Some say that if you're having a boy bayayim at night and you didn't have a marav yet, so benching. That's why usually the bar mitzvah bachur is the one that benches. Chassam Sefer says a different pshat. So Chassam Sefer is in the end of Parshas Vayechi. Chassam Sefer says, you know what the first mitzvah you're going to do when you become bar mitzvah is? Va'amarti shezeu mitzvah rishena shemekayim hanar miyad b'knisasei shnasi dalet. Immediately as a bar mitzvah bachur passes over the threshold of 13. B'tzeis ha-kechavim, as the stars come out, husas v'sameach, he is happy. Shezoicha l'kabel ol mitzvah Hashem elokav, that he has become a bar mitzvah. V'hasimcha, he mitzvah saseh da'araisa l'avdai b'simcha v'tuvleva of meroiv kol. Is a mitzvah saseh da'araisa to serve Hashem b'simcha. A bar mitzvah bachur, when he becomes, now I have mitzvahs to do, he's all excited, he's all happy. Mitzvah rishena shanar bar mitzvah does. Unbelievable. Chiddush of the Chassam Sefer. Mitzvah da'araisa he. Simcha vata shemotechem simcha v'tuvleva v'merevkom. The Mishneh Berurah in Hilchos Simchas Torah, the end of Hilchos Sukkah. Veheidu al ha'arizal. The Talmidim of the Arizal said, Sha'amar Shahamailo Ha'el Yoino Shahisig, that he said the highest level he ever reached. Ba'aloi al yidei Shahim Sameach Bechol Oiz B'simcha Shal Mitzvah, was that he was so happy in doing a mitzvah. If a person doesn't do a mitzvah with happiness, a person doesn't succeed. It's very well known what R' Moshe Feinstein said, which he says it in a couple places. He says it in Tzavon. He says it other places as well. He says that you have to raise your children with simcha. So there were people that were moser nefesh to keep Shabbos in America. Unfortunately, their children did not stay from. He said because they saw every week their parents were sad. Shabbos was a bitter day. It was, oh, I'm going to lose my job because of Shabbos. When somebody grows up in that type of home, they don't want to have anything to do with Shabbos. Reb Tzvi Dana spoke last year, some chaser in the shul, and he said that he met an old lady in Detroit, whose family, all Baruch Hashem, from and everything. And she said, growing up, she always remembers her father saying, I probably won't have a job on Monday, but at least we have Shabbos. I was always thrilled to have Shabbos. It's so important, both in chinuch and for ourselves, not just to do mitzvahs. A mitzvah rishayna that a nar does when he becomes a bachar bar mitzvah, he has simcha again. Husas v'sameach. He's rejoicing and he's happy. Shezeichel kabel ol mitzvah Hashem elokav. V'hasimcha, and that happiness, he mitzvahs asei de araisa. That is a mitzvahs asei min ha-Torah. La'avdoi b'simcha uv'tuv levav me'roiv kol. Can you imagine? We know people that survived, at least physically, through the Mohama. They came out. 40, 50 years later, they started to be able to function regularly. 10 years later, 20 years later, you speak to a lot of their children. It was very difficult. They couldn't parent normally. They were so sad, so bitter, so angry. And I don't judge any of them. Can you imagine how sad it was? You had this big, beautiful world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, and all of it was destroyed. All of it was destroyed. Seven people made it through. Some animals, enough to get on that teva, as we said. And now we start over the world again, and the world doesn't look the way it used to look. Midrashim are clear. It's not as magnificent, it's not as super as it was. And you come to this world, and now we're supposed to serve Hashem in this world. So there's a Gemara in Erevin, the Gemara in Erevin, Perek Hadar says, and this, with this we'll put it together. Omar Rav Hanin said, L'nivra yayin ela l'nachim aveilin. U'l'shalim z'char l'shayin. What is the primary purpose of wine? To be menachem and aval. If somebody is in mourning, to comfort that person, to soothe that person, that's what wine was created for. Noach possibly recognized this kayach of yayin. Said the world we had didn't need wine. The world we had, it wasn't as important. But how can I expect myself or my children to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha v'tuv levav in a world that's filled with avelus? It's avelus of millions of people of the entire world. It's one constant level of avelus wherever I turn my head. How can I comfort myself? How can I comfort them that we should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha? It's so important that we do it b'simcha. Therefore, the very first thing that Noach does is, he says, we need wine here. We need wine because through wine, it's shayach, once again, to comfort that avelus, and to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha v'tuv levav, because without b'simcha v'tuv levav, it's impossible.
And that explanation is considered a maila, like a good thing?
That's explaining why he did it. That's explaining.
Like now, simcha sora. I can't dance. I don't have a simcha, but I'll drink a little bit, and then I'll be a simcha. I
mean, so first of all, if a person drinks a little in order to be able to dance, no. The problem is some people drink a little more than a little. The emes is that if you get into the dancing, you don't need to drink for it. That's how I find. But even if you do, if somebody's doing it for that reason,
why?
Why not other alcohol? I'm reading to you a Gemara. I'm basing it on a Gemara, Erev in Samachay, it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin also.
That have something which other
there's a certain richness probably to wine. The truth is that becoming drunk on wine is there. Here you could already turn this off. That becoming. I know your tricks.